Repealing the Affordable Care Act could cost Georgia more than $20 million a year. It might also cost the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention almost $900 million, and that's 12% of that agency's budget. With me to talk about this is Andy Miller. He is editor for Georgia Health News. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk first about that number, that $20 million, which makes up the bulk of Georgia's health fund. What is the health fund?
Well, the prevention fund is part of the Affordable Care Act, and it gets filtered through the CDC down to the states. As you said, Georgia gets $20 million a year, and it goes to programs like immunization and obesity prevention, opioid addiction prevention, and things like Zika and fighting Ebola and things like that. So and heart disease. So it's a prevention is a very important thing in healthcare. You may not see the financial effect right away, but it will on
down
the line.
If it works right, you're preventing terrible things from happening.
Exactly. If you're preventing a young person from starting to smoke, that person's going to be healthier throughout that person's life. But also, you're going to prevent a lot of spending on tobacco-related illnesses.
And yet many Republicans who support the repeal call this money a slush fund. What's the implication when you call it a slush fund?
The implication, I assume, is to say, okay, this is a waste of money. We're just throwing this money away. But if you stop and think about it, and Republicans look at things like farmers markets and issues like that as part of the prevention fund being, quote-unquote, a slush fund. But if you think about it, there are many areas of this city and state that are food deserts. And if you have a farmer's market put down in one of these places, people who have no transportation are able to go buy fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and that will help the obesity problem in these areas. And you know, if we have one-third of our adults with an obesity problem, these things are important to have.
You mentioned money for the opioid addiction treatment. And this is one thing that a number of healthcare journalists like yourselves have pointed to, saying that if the ACA is repealed, it will make the battle, which is already difficult, against opioid addiction harder. Why?
Well, if you don't have these prevention funds, you can't reach as many people out there that are going through the issues of prescription drug abuse, and also heroin addiction. The city of Louisville last week had 41 drug overdoses, opioid drug overdoses, in one day. So it's happening. It's happening in the inner cities. It's happening in the suburbs.
41 overdoses in one day in one city.
In one city, yes. So, and the northern suburbs of Atlanta, we're seeing a lot more heroin-related deaths. This is a very important issue to try to get our hands around, and there's some work in the state legislature to try to help prevent these horrible diseases and horrible addictions.
So we mentioned that the CDC stands to lose about $900 million. Much of that goes to these state funds, but not all of it. We spoke with former CDC Director Tom Frieden a while ago. He is trying to make the case for the CDC's importance, especially its impact in Georgia.
CDC is the largest federal agency headquartered outside of the Washington, D.C. area. We have more than 10,000 staff and contractors working here, a payroll of over $1 billion that leads to about $2 billion in industrial output here in Georgia. We bring in about 150,000 visitors a year, and we partner for nearly $200 million a year with Georgia universities. So we have a big economic footprint in Georgia.
What do you know about the attitude in Congress toward the CDC? Is it possible they could repeal portions of the ACA but still somehow replace that funding?
This is an open question, Celeste. We don't know what the Republicans are going to do with the ACA. I mean, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, during the election repeal. Let's get rid of this right away. And now it seems the timeline is backed off somewhat, and Donald Trump even said it may take a year or so. In terms of this prevention funding, I mean, we don't know whether it's going to go away, whether it's going to be reduced, or whether it's going to be picked up in some other funding stream. But it's vitally important to the CDC and its work to prevent disease.
Well, we call it the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, but the other part of that is and prevention.
That's right.
The next person in charge of this whole thing would be Tom Price of Georgia. He's now the Health and Human Services Secretary. He has been a strong opponent of Obamacare, a strong voice in the battle to repeal it. He was questioned in his confirmation hearing about the this very thing, the funding that might be lost if the ACA is repealed. And here's a little bit of what he said.
We will make certain that it addresses the healthcare challenges that exist out there that are very, very real, being as fiscally responsible as we can possibly be, because the debt and the deficit is a real challenge.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Andy Miller, editor for Georgia Health News, and we're talking about the potential cost if the Affordable Care Act is repealed. What is Tom Price saying there, Andy? What do
well,
you take?
Well, if they're looking to cut costs or cut government spending, that probably is not a good thing for something like the Prevention Fund and other healthcare-related matters. Tom Price is a very smart man. He's a physician, so he gets healthcare. We just don't know how this is going to shake down to the CDC level. I know that the CDC, when it's run by a Republican administration, they tend to focus on cost savings and national security. When it's run by a Democratic administration, they're more into the actual public health work and prevention. So we may see a big sea change in the philosophy of the agency.
But tell me about the times when the rubber has hit the road. And by that I mean things like the Ebola virus or the Zika virus, in which the government in Washington realized the CDC did not have the funding it needed to battle a challenge. Has that come up before?
Sure. Tom Frieden had to go to Congress and really push Congress to give money to the Zika prevention efforts. And finally, Congress did come through with that money. It came a little bit later than what we thought and hoped, but it finally did come through. Zika and things like that are not going to go away. We're always going to have battles with infectious disease, whether it's the flu or something much more new and exotic like Zika.
So what happens if all this money goes away? Let's say this $900 million disappears from the CDC's budget. These prevention funds disappear, especially in Georgia. Would Georgia replace them? What happened before we had that money?
Well, that's a very, very good question. It's a very open question. What I know is take flu prevention. You know, our vaccination rate has been getting better and better over the years. But if you don't promote that and get the flu vaccine out as much, you're going to have more people with the flu. We're right in the middle of a pretty rough flu season, much rougher than last year. And so are we going to see more people with the flu? Are we going to see more pregnant women with Zika? I mean, that's the danger of getting rid of these funds.
And can we remind people of how dangerous the flu can be? Because I don't think a lot of people take it all that seriously.
Well, the number of hospitalizations is up from a year ago, and people die of this disease, and a lot of older people do. So we have to always monitor this, and sometimes we get strains that are very, very difficult to fight. So it's a constant battle for public health people to watch out for diseases like this and new ones that may emerge.
So I want to go back over some of the things that you mentioned were paid for by this particular fund that may go away. You were talking about obesity prevention and the farmers markets that's part of that. You were talking about opioid addiction, both treatment and prevention. What are some of the other things that are paid for by this fund?
There is stroke prevention programs, heart disease prevention programs, smoking cessation programs, and education for young people to stay away from cigarettes. There's also lead prevention. If you have a young child in your home and it's an older home and it may have a lot of lead paint from the 30s and 40s, this funding can go out there and remediate that home so the child isn't subject to being contaminated by that lead paint.
And we have seen indications statistically that some of these fights we're winning, not opioid addiction quite yet, but things like obesity has gone down significantly, especially among younger people. Smoking has gone down significantly. Is it possible for places like the CDC to turn that into actual savings numbers?
Well, you know, if you look at obesity, for instance, as you mentioned, in the schools, we're doing a much better job here in Georgia getting kids active, and our obesity rate for children is going down. Every life that doesn't go down the road of tobacco addiction is going to save a lot of money down the road in terms of hospitalization costs, you know, if you have COPD, if you get cancer and things like that. Savings from prevention is sometimes very hard to quantify, but let's face it, if you prevent kids from smoking, it's going to save a lot of money for our Medicaid program, our Medicare program, and just the healthcare system in general.
So before we go, the other side of the coin is that medical care costs more in the U.S. than almost any place on earth. So one can, in some respect, understand these arguments that we just spend too much on healthcare. Would that be addressed by some of these cost cuts?
Well, prevention is going to save money down the road. But yes, we do spend more money. But you have to look at how that is broken out. I mean, we have by far the highest prescription drug costs and spending in the world. I mean, you can go buy a drug in France for one-tenth the cost of here. So we do, and we do have great, complex, super specialized medical care in our country. To get really savings going on, you need to improve quality of our medical care. You need to really look at trying to get people the care they need at the right time. That may take some money on the front end, but that will save money at the back end.
Andy Miller is editor for Georgia Health News. We're talking about the potential cost to Georgians, if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, we might lose $20 million a year. The Atlanta-based CDC could also lose almost $900 million. Andy, thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Just ahead, what does school choice actually mean? We'll break it down for you. First, though, we speak with a reporter who's covered the Syrian civil war for years. This is On Second Thought.